Title: Richard Leshmere, Autograph Letter Signed to Dear Sir, April 25th, 1775, Boston, Massachusetts, from the collection of Dr. Gary Meelan, loaned in memory of Joyce Kleiger. Transcription: Boston, April 25th, 1775. Dear Sir, a few days ago I received your very kind letter of the 10th of January, and intended by this opportunity to have answered it fully, but am prevented by the particularly unhappy situation we are thrown into from the maneuvers of last Monday night and subsequent fate of the next day. At about 11 o'clock at night, Monday, 700 grenadiers and light infantry were carried in boats to my farm, and ordered to march to Concord in order to destroy some magazines of stores that the rebels had lodged there. But according to custom, by some means or other, they obtained such early intelligence of the design as to remove everything but a few barrels of flour, 5 pieces cannon, and a cask of shot before the troops arrived, and had assembled a considerable number of people under arms at Lexington, 6 miles this side Concord, at about 6 o'clock. The two bodies were near each other, the troops halted, and in a minute or two the rebels fired a single musket. Upon this the troops gave 3 cheers, fired, and immediately rushed upon and drove them into a contiguous wood. In this first onset they killed 8 rebels, and proceeded to Concord, and destroyed the articles above mentioned without any loss, 1 man only wounded. Upon their return, at about the same place where they first met, they had collected a very large body together, and a general attack took place. The rebels were soon disordered and obliged to retire to woods, houses and barns, stone walls, etc., from whence they picked off many of these brave men, who retreated in a regular manner till they... The 1st Brigade, consisting of 1,100 men, commanded by Lord Percy, a very masterly manner, and with the coolness of an experienced general, covered their retreat. This was 4 o'clock in the afternoon near Lexington on this side, from whence they continued their retreat to Charlestown under a continual shower of balls from every quarter. The brigade had 2 small field pieces, which kept the rebels at a great distance, or most, if not all, the party had been destroyed. And had not the brigade joined the light infantry and grenadiers, they must in 30 minutes have yielded themselves prisoners, or been cut to pieces, for at this time they had but 2 rounds apiece. This circumstance I have from several of the officers. Such a day they all agree they never knew, after marching 20 miles in the night, to be attacked early in the morning by such great odds, and in such a way, and be obliged to retreat 20 miles under a constant fire is harder service than almost any troops ever underwent. But to their honor be it told, never did any body of troops better acquit themselves, and considering their many disadvantages, they suffered but little. At the foot of this, you will see the number of killed, wounded, and missing, which account you may depend on. 'Tis uncertain how many rebels were killed, but 'tis generally thought between 200 and 300. By Wednesday morning, 'tis said there was 15,000 or 20,000 men collected at Cambridge and its environs. All communication between the town and country is stopped. In fact, we are now really a garrisoned town. The rebel sentries are within call of the king's, and are as regularly relieved, and we have not been without our apprehensions of the lines upon the neck being attacked. The troops have all laid upon their arms for these 2 nights. You will conceive that those who went out were faithfully fatigued, but not dispirited, and seemed to long for revenge. Thus, dear sir, I have given you the general outlines of this fatal day, the beginning of hostilities of a civil war, and when or where it will end, God only knows. The town is in the utmost consternation, not having 2 days' provision for the inhabitants, and all the avenues for supplies are cut off. And though it's now Sunday, the inhabitants are met at Faneuil Hall to consult what is best to be done. The rebel champions all went out of town while the provincial congress was sitting at Cambridge, so that I fear we shall not have the pleasure of seeing them strung up. The army burnt only 2 or 3 houses on their return. In short, they had no expectation of being attacked. It did not out properly prepare to sustain an attack, or to maintain their own ground. They did not carry out a single biscuit, but after the brigade marched, 2 wagons of provisions were sent after them, one which overtook them. But the other fell into the hands of the rebels at Monotomy, guarded by a sergeant and 12, 8 of whom were killed and the rest they took prisoners. The troops took 7 or 8 prisoners. Wherever they were fired at from houses they rushed in, and put all to the sword they could find. The troops begin to believe that it will not be so easy a matter to reduce this country by army, and are convinced that 5,000 men could not march 20 miles into the country. And indeed, dear sir, I fear Great Britain has undertaken a great work, but I hope she will be able to bring this deluded people to their senses finally, but a work of time, and great experience it will be, I am confident. I can now only add the kindest and most affectionate regards of all this family to you and yours, being with great sincerity your affectionate kinsman and obliged humble servant, Richard Leshmere. P.S. By Dawson, you will an answer to your letter, and Mrs. Montague, one from Mrs. Leshmere, who had begun her letter, but is so much agitated that she cannot finish it. Till Dawson sails, I have 50 trees for you at Charlestown, but I fear I shall not be able to get them on board Dawson, who says he will carry them. Officers. 1 killed, 16 wounded, 2 missing. Non-commissioned officers and private men. 70 killed, 149 wounded, 20 missing. Lieutenant Knight of the 4th Regiment is the officer killed. Lieutenant Hull of the 43rd, 'tis feared, is mortally wounded.